Just outside of the Mark Twain Cave Complex in Missouri, scientists and conservationists gathered Tuesday to release 100 or so bats into the wild. These weren't just any bats. They're the first wild bats to be treated successfully for white nose syndrome, a deadly disease caused by a fungus that attacks bats while they hibernate.
It is a significant milestone as we continue to battle this devastating epidemic.
That's Dr. Chris Cornelison, a postdoctoral student at Georgia State University. He's the researcher who discovered this possible cure. Or rather, he discovered a common bacteria that, when placed in caves, keeps the fungus from growing. Cornelison says to think of the bacteria like one of those automated air fresheners, like you see in public bathrooms, the ones that puff out a little scented spray.
It will continue to emit small concentrations of these chemicals, but unlike in the sanitary example, these aren't for odor masking. They are for killing and inhibiting pathogenic fungi.
Specifically, killing and inhibiting the fungus that's killing the bats. Cornelison couldn't give an exact success rate, but he says it's well above the rate scientists say is needed to stave off extinction. Still, he says more research is needed to determine whether this is truly a cure. Michelle Alloy, WABE News.